All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? How you doing? Thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, and coming on back. I do appreciate it. I just hit record, and I'm not ready yet. I am not ready for this episode at all. It doesn't mean, here comes an edgy one or something big. It is 7:10 in the morning. I had shit to do today. I had a busy day yesterday. So I had to get up early and record this podcast so I could upload it for you folks on Monday morning for you to complain about it on Tuesday morning. Episode 219, here we go. Listen, also, come see me live in Minnesota on August 11th, 12th. I'll be in Minnesota. Florida, 18th, 19th in New Smyrna Beach. I'll be at Madcap Comedy Club. On the 25th, I'm in Delaware, and then in September, I'll talk about it later. We got Kansas City, and then we have Pittsburgh coming up. So, also my other podcast, The Manzity Show with Corey Brooks, is out. New episode should be dropping today. Actually, I do believe it, but however, I do look terrible. For those of you watching on YouTube, also get the podcast wherever you're going to get your podcast from. Had a cool day yesterday. I was out in the sun, went to the beach, all that stuff. You know, and I love the beach. I love the ocean. I do. I love the ocean and I love the beach. I just hate people on it. You know, I like to go to the beach in the evening times, but I had to go during the day. And, you know, it's just, you just get a beautiful, and it's ruined. And I've ranted about this before, I'm sure, you know, and it was just like, it was a perfect example of what people are like, you know, which kind of what I was going to get into today. It's like, I don't know where we came, and I don't know where we came from, where we're going. Again, please forgive me. I just literally hit record without any planning whatsoever for this fucking episode. So, but I'm exhausted, and I kind of feel this way too. I'm just jaded about this. You know what I mean? Like the internet, and I was thinking of just getting off the internet, like leaving the internet alone. I'll still do the show. I'll bang, 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 hit upload, and just disappear. Never read your comments. Never read your comments on my jokes I post on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff and Twitter. Or X now, sorry, on X. You know, I think I'll just do that. Post and ghost, as they say. I don't really go on the internet that much. I really don't. Like, I mean, sure, I'm surprised about what. You could sit here and go, well, did you realize that this is connected to the internet? Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, and I need to, sometimes I need to go on Google and find out, you know, where's the nearest CVS? I need hemorrhoid cream, right? I get it, I'm going to need the internet like that. GPS, so I go do gigs, I travel, I drive. I know I'm going to need the internet, but I don't really watch pornographies anymore. I don't watch pornographies. I can't remember the last time I've watched a pornography. And, but I'm really kind of jaded, you know, like, I'm just jaded about the whole internet thing and who people have become because of it. And maybe you've always been that way. Maybe you've always been that way. People out there. You've always been that way already and you just needed an outlet. Like, I'm at the beach yesterday and I went and it was fine. And I lay on the beach and it's one of those tiny beaches on Long Island. It's on the bay side, as they say. It's on the bay side of where there's no waves. So you need to just walk for like 10 miles and the water doesn't get deeper than your knees. It's one of those beaches. And I'm lying there and there's a family next to us. You know, you're just watching them. And it's like, it's a husband. I think it's a husband and wife. I don't know their situation. Could be boyfriend or girlfriend. And a kid. Kid's about three. I'd say three, maybe. No, not four. He doesn't look like he'd be in school. And the dad goes off to get something. Dad goes off to get something from the car or something that she wanted, of course. And so the kid is like playing in the sand and he's jumping around and she's like, come on, take a picture for mommy. And the kid's like, now. And he's, because he's fucking playing in the sand. He's outside. He's in nature. His feet are in the sand. He's exploring the ocean. Now, take a picture for mommy. No, she goes, Do you want to go home? And then the kid smiles, like does this fake smile. And then she's going to post online and goes, oh, Luca. His name is Luca. I know you're not supposed to out kids, but I don't know. Luca, best day at the beach ever. He loves the beach. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag I'm a great mom. And then she gets him in and she pulls him close and does a selfie and he does the fake smile. Because kids are just wired now to fake smile. Dude, we're going home. Fucking narcissistic woman. People are just... And then I'm watching... So that's online. She puts that online. And then I'm watching this other guy. This is black guy. Flying a kite at the beach, right? I don't see kite flying anymore, right? It's an art. It really is tough to fly a kite. I was this black man, right? And he was a good-looking man. He was in great shape. Good-looking man. He had his little daughter with him. So he had all that. Like, it was just... I never really watched interracial pornographies. I never did. I just... Because I watched that and I go, I can't put myself in that scenario. Why would I watch it? I'm not that, right? But this guy made me go, maybe I should start watching it. But anyway, I didn't. So he's flying his kite with his daughter and having a great time. And he's kneeling down on the sand right in front of us and the water's coming in or whatever. And his daughter, she's tiny. She's 3, maybe less. Same like a toddler. And she's holding the thing. And then these 2 white babies come up, same age as the girl. Now, that's not the kid's fault. So the kids are going to be curious. They're going to come up and see the kite. And the kids are coming up. So the dad is like, yeah, sure, you can hold it. You can do this, that, the other. You can do that. And all of a sudden, the white guy comes up, the dad, right? The white dad comes up. And he just takes over, takes the black guy's kite. And he's like showing his daughters how it works. And I'm sitting there like, dude, I never believed. I kind of still don't, but like, I don't really, you know, I don't go for the white privilege thing, based on someone who's a white man who struggles sometimes. I don't really go for the white privilege thing, but I get it. The arrogance of this guy just to walk up and go, yeah, I got it, dude. Like, and just to think, hey, we're dads, we, fucking scum. And what does he do? His daughter starts holding the kite, and she's flying in the kite, and she's holding it, and he takes out his phone and takes a picture. I was like, fuck this mess. And it's the internet, man. And it's so funny because I was thinking about doing this experiment, a social experiment, about, because I'm sick of people online. I'm legit sick. Maybe it's the wrong time to start recording this podcast. I'll probably say shit that's not going to get me in trouble, but people will look at me from a different perspective. I don't care. I can't get in trouble. What are you gonna do, not follow me? I don't care. I lost thousands of people because I said I like a movie about Don't sex traffic a kid. Don't agree with that. No, I'm not following this guy. So I think collectively I've over 250,000 followers, right? So here was my social experiment, I thought. What if I did a documentary about how could I lose all of those people? Now I can't, like, you remember the movie Brewster's Millions? It was Richard Pryor, and I don't remember it 100%, like the numbers, the facts of it, but the gist of the movie was like, hey, if we give you $30 million, and if you can spend all that money, we will give you $5 million. But there's rules. There's little things, like you can't spend it on, you know, tangible things. You can't buy stuff for yourself. You can't do, like, things like that, you know? And if he can get rid of $30 million, then he'll give him $5 million. Like, it's like a social experiment. And I thought, what if I did that? If I just tried to lose all my followers, but like I did it in a way like that. I had rules because I couldn't just come on and go, Biden is the best president this country ever had, right? Immediately people go, well, you're a fucking moron. This guy's an idiot because clearly he's one of the worst. So let's get rid of him. Let's not follow him. Or what if I went down and said, Trump is just a great man, a great human being. Droids would leave the other way, right? Because he's like a crazy person. You know what I mean? Like Nancy Pelosi, I think she should be allowed to do her insider trading or whatever, all that stuff. If I said all that things, right, that's easy. That's an easy, or if I could literally attack, if I could said something like with a racist undertone, right, to kind of highlight like, hey, look at me, I'm a little bit racist. Like, what if I did all that stuff? I wonder how long it would take me to lose you. I think it would be very easy. And here's why. Because I've been online and I talked about the algorithm before about how Facebook, you naughty boy, you Facebook, you're sending over things to start fights with me, to get me in trouble, kind of like to just, I'm taking the bait, you motherfuckers. You're just like bloop, dropping the ball, and then all of a sudden I go, oh, there's a comment about feminism. I'm gonna grab, and I get caught up. Now I'm in the war and I'm getting attacked. So let's go look at some of the things. I spoke about this on the Man's ID show a little bit. We went into detail with it of our follow-up. I'm not going to do it on this episode, but I'll talk about the same topic kind of. So I saw this thing on veganism. It's a vegans page, Pure Vegans. I don't know what they're called. Something like, we don't have the strength to lift our arm. I don't know, some page like that. We're too weak to yell. Excuse me. I haven't even had my coffee yet. You know, that's what people in the morning, I haven't had my coffee. I don't drink coffee. I haven't had my Red Bull. So this page, it's all vegans. It's pure. It's pro vegans, and they. I guess they. I don't even think they share recipes. If I'm being honest, you would think it'd be that, right? If like the page I thought that they send me, it's not even like, hey guys, here's some delicious vegan options. If you know, it's got high proteins. It's this, that, the other. This is really good. You know, especially in the summertime, you don't want to have any hot. It's a nice, like, they don't even do that. It's just we're better than you. We're vegans. We're a different. And here's what I realized. I'll tell you what I realized in a minute, because my anger needs to be placed in the right spot. And then the carnivores come in, the meat eaters. And some of them are cunts, and they start fights with them. And I love that. I love that part. And they come in and go, oh, I love meat. I can't get enough meat. I'm going to fucking just go. Meat. I would eat fucking dog if it tasted good. Like, they say horrible shit like that. So I watch these people fight. And they go back and forth, and it's hilarious. So I saw one person, and I saw the majority of these comments were, let me see if I can just pull up. I'm not going to pull up the comment, like their original comments, because I'd have to go back and find it. But it was them arguing about the foods, and this is better. And it was kind of almost like a civil argument, right? This is better for you. That's better for you. No, you shouldn't eat that because of it's got this, that, the other in it. Well, this chemical gets used in it, and it's got, you shouldn't do that. No, meat eaters, what are you doing? Because then your cows are full of this, and they're like, what? What are you doing? You're dumb. And then, and it gets to that. So they're legit arguing about the types of foods. And here's what I write. I took the bait. Bloop, zoop, wonk. Landon, we got ourselves a Mormon. So, here's what I wrote. All these arguments over what we should eat instead of being grateful that you can eat. Go to some parts of the world and have this argument in front of a starving family and see how insignificant your points are. I thought that was, right? That was no judgment of what your lifestyle is. My judgment is like, hey man, look, you get to eat food every day. You get to have a meal. You get to get up, have your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, your snacks if you want to. You can overeat, you can undereat, you can do all that. But you get to do that. There's people in the world who will never eat anything, right? And my point was, like, how be grateful that you get to eat. Now, you would think I would get the prayer emoji. It's not really a prayer emoji, by the way. It's actually a high five that people have adopted as a prayer emoji. You think you would get, like, that's such a beautiful sentiment. You know what? You're right. I thought the arrogance of me, the arrogance of my, who McThomas is, I thought I was going to hit send on that one, and people were going to go, let's put down our guns, everybody. Let's put down our guns. This Irish comedian is 100% right. Let's not fight. Let none of us fight amongst ourselves about our choices of foods and beverages. But let us be grateful for the foods that we do have. And maybe our leftovers we should send over to Ethiopia. None of that. That didn't happen. That was what was going to happen in my head. That's what I thought was going to happen. But it didn't. It had the opposite effect. Fuck you! You fucking asshole! You piece of shit! And then a bunch of vegans attacked me. Right? A bunch of vegans attacked me. And like, there's one or two guys. And they're all skinny. Like, really skinny. I don't mean as in slim. They got no body fat. They're just skinny. Little soy boys. Right? Little soy boys. Little tiny little arms. Tiny little arms on it. Well, you're ruining the whole world for your children. I wasn't talking about my children. I was talking about the starving people. In foreign countries. In fucking Thailand, right? We don't look at Thailand as a third world country, but you look at Thailand and people are fucking starving that their kids have to get up at 3 a.m. and go to fucking learn to be kickboxers so they can raise money. And I'm not bullshit. I was a fighter. I know about this shit. You'd have to do a lot of hard Googling, but you're going to find it. children get up, they go train for 4 hours, come home, go to school, go back, train, and then they fight at nighttime to get fucking money, and they make more money than their dad does as a plumber, because tourists come in and pay them money, these little fucking tiny children, to fight to what looks like to the death, which isn't. It's a great culture, it's a great sport, it's a part of their culture, but these little kids should not be fighting at that level for their brains, just so they can fucking take home money to feed their family. Go ahead. Tell them, no, you shouldn't eat that. You shouldn't be doing that. What's wrong with you? You do that. Go to Africa. Go to Africa where people have to literally line up at wells. Line up at wells to wash the dirt from their faces to drink the fucking water online just to get a sip of water. And how many of you cunts come back from the beach and just pour water on your feet? Ah, just sand in my toes. Right? That's the fucking point I'm trying to make. You know what I mean? Go to that starving family somewhere. Somewhere in the heart of Africa where they can't grow crops because the weather is just, they live on the sun basically, and the weather is shit all year round. They can't grow crops, so therefore they can't get any kind of fucking food. They go into, I've seen these documentaries, I've seen these footage where people, women go in and they have sex with soldiers so they will let them go in and rummage through a dump to find food. That's the price a woman can go into. I'm not kidding. You can walk up to these soldiers, guard this dump of food that's left over from wealthy, not even wealthy people who can afford to eat. Whatever food's left over, they throw in the garbage. Like your regular garbage every day. It gets brought to a dump. It gets dumped. All of a sudden, it's guarded by these soldiers. These women come up and go, hey, listen, we got a family. Well, give me a bit of something, and I'll let you in there and rummage through. And they do. They go in, and you'll see little girls like getting their hands cut on glass while they're rummaging through for like apple cores. I'm not kidding. But go ahead, tell that family. Tell that family, you fucking vegan cunty fucking cult. Go tell that family when they finally find food. You think the mother goes home? She goes home after fucking having selling herself and then go home and just finding some sort of scraps. She come home and whatever mush she found, puts it in front of her kids. And go, there you go, kids. There's dinner for you. They go, mother, how come we do not have... I'm a vegan now. I do not want... You know what I mean? Are you going to do that? I'm just watching you. And I believe you're cults. You're just angry all the time. And it's not vegans. I think people who fit into a group, who want to become part of a culture, you're just angry. You don't know how to live yourself, live your own life. You're angry. And I'm online and I'm watching you be mad. You're weak. You're weak, like physically weak. And that's why you're mad. And I'm not saying this because, like, I'm not saying you can't be healthy and be a vegan. I was a pescatarian for 5 years, right? It was just a choice. And I get it. But I never judged anybody. I never fucking, you're a weird cult, vegans. A weird cult. And then I saw another one with feminists. I saw a page of this feminist. This woman had a t-shirt on and they were selling. This t-shirt was selling out. Selling out, this t-shirt was. And a t-shirt said, what was it? You're lucky women want equality, not revenge. Revenge for what? Revenge for what, ladies? Revenge for what? And I tried to have a conversation about this to somebody, and they went, first of all, well, obviously, number one, rape. What are we talking about? That's what laws are for. That's laws. Men. So what do you go? Men? Men want equality, but not revenge? Murder? We get murdered by other men? There's laws to protect that. I'm not saying... So that... Yeah. Of course, scum of the earth are doing that. But that's not men. That's not... It is men doing it. But that's not the man, the role of man. What do you want revenge for? Well, we weren't allowed to go to work. Well, you had it lovely. Did you ever see those come out in the 50s? Oh my God, black and white ladies. You're home in a nice big house. Two cars in your fucking driveway. Bit of vacuum, you came home and you're like, oh, well, you should rub your man's feet. You're damn right you should. You got to stay home all day. I stay home all day. I'm a kept man. I'm a comedian. I get to stay home all day. It's 7 in the morning right now. I'm recording a podcast. You know how awesome this is? This is awesome. I now get to get up, finish here, and I'll go to the gym. I'll come back from the gym. I'll send emails. I'll write, but I'll have the TV on in the background. I'll feed my kids at lunchtime. I'll hang out with them. It's fucking awesome staying at home. I wouldn't want revenge for this. This is great. I get to go tonight and tell some joke. This is great. So you had that. What, you want revenge for that? And also I put in the comments, by the way, ladies, revenge, really? Come on. What are you going to do? What? Let's be honest. What are you going to do? I know right now, Mick Thomas, at my age, in the shape I'm in, I don't mean that I'm in great shape, but I'm just saying as in who I am with my health. I'm not saying the old Mick Thomas who was a kickboxer, was a professional fighter. None of that stuff. Mick Thomas is who I am right now at this age, in this body. I could take 10 of your best. I could take 10 of your best. If you surrounded me like a video game, like it was like a Bruce Lee movie, I could take down 10 of your best. And that's me. Right? So, what are you doing? We'll withhold sex. That's fine. We'll wank. We'll have a wank and some of us will turn gay. We'll adapt. We know how to survive. What are you going to do? What are we going to do? We'll stop cooking. We'll stop cooking then. Some of you are not even that good. You're not good because the best chefs in the world are men. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Stop it. Please. Don't. So, my point is like, and I'm being a dick, by the way, on purpose, right? I'm being a dick. This is satire, but it's just a cult, man. It's a cult. It's some, you just want to let people know you're part of something and you're angry at something, but you don't know what that is. You don't know what that anger is. So it's got to come out through your protected belief. I believe that it come like I'm protected by being a vegan. You get away. You don't. That's not shoo. Go away, vegans. Right. Feminists. That's a great message. Who can argue with feminists about we all want equality for women? I got daughters, I was going to say. I have a daughter. I want equality for my daughter. I want her to go out into the world and be equal, paid equal, treated equal. Right? So of course I do. But she's not adapt. She's not hiding behind that. Right? Some of you are angry and she's not. That's not, you're jumping behind. Because we obviously, everyone should support feminism. Everyone should support equality for all. Right? So, then you have, like, I was at a show the other night, and I was talking to the audience. You got kids? Oh, that's awesome. How old are your kids? I got a 4-year-old, got a 2-year-old. That's beautiful. You got a boy, girl, one of each? Oh, that's lovely. Good for you. It's a fun age. I'm trying to interact with my audience, too, right? I don't really like making fun of my audience. And I turned to one person in the corner, young couple. Got kids? Hands up. Yeah, I got a 2-year-old. Oh, my God, that's awesome. Boy or a girl? Born a boy, but we don't know what he's going to identify as. And I just turned around and ignored him. Not that he's not valid as a person, but that's your thing now. That's the thing you latched onto. That's what you want to, that's your group. That's your group. The young people, like, I had this conversation about, like, and it is going to piss off some of you. No, it won't. I don't think any one of my listeners, I think you should not be allowed to vote until you're 26. How about that? How about we try that? Why? But that's silly. So I'm talking to some of the staff at a comedy club this weekend. First of all, your frontal lobe doesn't develop until you're 26. I mean, you're not a person yet, right? You haven't figured anything out. And what you would vote for at 26 is not what you would vote for at 18. I thought that was an interesting point. Because I'm 26. Like, if I'm 26, right, chances are you might be almost married. You want to save up for a house, right? You want to get a promote, right? You're like, fucking the inflation's gone through the roof. I can't afford fucking groceries. She's bugging me to get married now. I saw her t-shirt. She wants revenge. Right? So what are you going you're going to worry about this shit? What the fuck is this guy? Is he going to start bombing another country right now? Is he going to war? Is he sending troops there? Would you fucking knock it off? You're going to be sending nuclear missiles over? I'm just trying to save up and buy a fucking house. I want to do all this shit. The potholes are ruined in the road. Look at the potholes are ruined. So when you're like in your 20s, your late 20s, like after 26, your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you're looking at different things. If you go to 18 years of age, if you're 18 years of age, what are you going to vote for? What's on your mind? I want to use that bathroom. Who votes for the bathroom thing, guys? Who votes for... Who gives a shit? You're 18. You're 18. Nothing you say... of course, you matter as a person, but you don't know what you want yet. You're 18. You don't know anything. You have no life experience. You haven't lived. You do not know what's good for you. I just want to have different things. I want people to call me something that I'm not. Make them do it, please. You can't even, people are at 18, 19 years. Have you seen them videos on viral, gone on TikTok? People at Starbucks, kids at Starbucks crying. I had to come in today. The fuck? Don't let them vote. And we were talking to one of them. We were talking to one of the staff members. Me and the manager were talking about this, and some of the staff members go like, yeah, but I don't think that's a good idea. I was like, why? Because, oh, we're 18. We have to go die for our country. I'm like, no, you're looking at a negative. That's so negative. You get to kill for your country. You get to kill. That's illegally. You get to give it to you. They go, go on, off you go. You're looking at it so negative. I'm just saying, that's my point. Everything is negative with you kids. Wait till you're 26 and then let them vote. Things would be different, I think. I think things would be different. What's that famous George Carlin line? And I'll close on this, and I'm probably butchering it. What was it? Like, George Carlin said, hey, kids, join the army. You get to go out into the world. You get to see some exotic places. You get to meet some interesting people. And then you get to kill those interesting people. George Carlin was a genius. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, and watching and everything. And maybe I'll be around. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm just sick of the internet. But anyway, thanks for liking and all that stuff. Subscribe and all that. You don't have to if you don't want to. I don't care. But I'm around. If you watch the show, thank you. If you listen to it, thanks very much. I do appreciate it. Anyway, I'll see you soon. As always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you.